BlakeRadio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you. Drop it.
Style and grace, I'm never gonna be done. Lean on in, now welcome to the kingdom. The kingdom,
where the kings bow down. They relinquish the crown. God won't hit me now. I just turn that around and make you
love me, love me, love me.
The kingdom, where the kings bow down. They relinquish the crown. God won't hit me now. I just turn that around and make you
love me, love me, love me.
Oh, this show is all about one very special McMahon. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by PW Mania and MemLanePromo.com. I am, of course, Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Yes, and tonight was an exciting night.
Tonight was indeed an exciting night of Monday Night Raw. Many questions to be answered, especially coming out of WWE Battleground that left many people scratching their head. But Monday Night Raw opened up with Miss McMahon coming to the ring, one of the principal owners of WWE, and she talked about what happened last night and how they were not at the pay-per-view, and they kind of weren't pleased with what was going on, and how she said the match last night was compromised, it was ruined. She said she knows the fans are angry, she's mad, and she knows Orton and Bryan are mad, and there's only one man to blame, and that one man is the Big Show, and then she ordered the Big Show to come to the ring.
Now listen, Stephanie.
Shut up! I understand you've been under a lot of pressure lately, both at home and at work. And when you're under pressure, you make some pretty bad decisions. But last night was completely inexcusable. You knocked out officials. You knocked out Daniel Bryan. And you knocked out Randy Orton. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You can't even say that with any conviction, can you? You're damn right you're sorry. You're a sorry, pathetic excuse of life. My husband has bailed you out more times than I can remember. We've saved you from bankruptcy. We bought your mortgage. I mean, Big Show, no wonder you're broke. You can't manage your finances. You can't manage your career, certainly. You can't even manage yourself. And all we've asked you to do is be professional. Just do your job. But you can't even do that, can you? It's time that you man up and take responsibility for your actions.
Man up. Okay, can I go now?
No, you can't go now. Let me tell you something. Let me put this to you really clearly. We don't just own your home. We own you. You don't have the right to free will. Do you understand? You don't do anything in this company unless my husband or I personally approve it. Now it's time that you not only ask, but you beg these people for forgiveness. Get down on your knees and beg. Well, you can't even do that, can you? You're worthless. You have no heart. You know what, show? You don't have a soul.
You want me to apologize?
No, I want you to beg.
You want me to beg?
Beg.
I'm not begging. I knocked out Randy Orton because I just couldn't take it anymore. And I knocked out Daniel Bryan because you told me to.
Typical, trying to twist this around. My husband and I weren't even here last night. Brad Maddox.
We all know that Brad Maddox is your puppet. He works for you. And your son of a bitch husband.
What are you gonna do about it, show? What are you gonna do about it? You're gonna cry? You're gonna cry like a baby? Huh? Is that what you're gonna do? I tell you what, you're gonna do nothing because you're fired!
That was an interesting way to put Monday Night Raw.
Daddy's little girl seems to be just like Daddy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she channeled Vince in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, like, when she did the You're Fired, it's like, good Lord, Vince McMahon just came out from the backstage and out of his daughter's mouth.
There's a way to make that really dirty. And I think Vince sort of went with that, wanted to go that incest rate way at one point. So, anyway, her backstage. Anyway, moving on, he says, this was an awesome open of the show.
This was a fantastic open of the show. This is the way to do it.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. I mean, you've got to have fallout from last night. You've got to figure out what's going to happen, how things are going to go. And this was the perfect way to sort of emphasize those things, was to... Somebody's got to be a scapegoat.
And in their minds, it was going to be the Big Show.
Which is perfect.
It was perfect. I love the crowd chanting, knock her out, knock her out, knock her out.
Oh, I know. It was like, ooh, y'all are vicious.
They were vicious, yes. Yes, they were. But yes, her slapping show repeatedly was awesome. The You're Fired was something I guess we all should have seen coming, and kind of, if you put the pieces together, makes perfect sense.
Oh, it does. It completely does. I think we said when this whole thing got started, it's either Big Show is going to quit or he's going to get fired. One of the two.
And he ended up getting fired tonight.
Yes, he did. So now the question is what's next in the story? How does this move forward? And this was a great way, because you knew Steph wasn't done. She was just like ready to kill someone, and you could tell. So it's like, Steph's not done. She's not done by a long shot. She's still got one more person she's got to take care of. So I think that's where we're going to go next with this.
Well, we'll get there with another person here in a bit. But up first in our matches for the evening, it was a rematch from WWE Battleground Kickoff. It was Dolph Ziggler and Damian Sandow.
And a really good match.
They had a really good match. It was a little bit better than last night's encounter. You could see they were more into it tonight. This was a good match. They got about 12 minutes to do their thing. Good stuff. Dolph Ziggler was able to pull out the victory with the Famaster, which you can always credit to Billy Gunn, apparently. Michael Cole. Still, that annoys me, where he says, Shades of Billy Gunn, or Thanks to Billy Gunn, or something like that. Invented by Billy Gunn. Yes, he was the one who invented the Famaster. Congratulations. But anyway, good match. Nice start off. Hot match. They have left people wondering what's next for Damian Sandow, as he's, you know, wanting to get become the World Heavyweight Champion, and he's been on a losing streak after someone on Saturday said he's going to go on a winning streak. No.
Who said that?
It was either Ace or Sub. I can't remember who. One of them
said. I would ask if they were high, but that's kind of sort of a
point. Yeah.
Non-starter.
But yeah, so Dolph Ziggler picks up the victory. Nothing really else to add about that match?
No, not really.
We go backstage. Brad Maddox is, well, waiting for his tongue lashing from Stephen McMahon. She walks in, talks all about the failures from last night. Rhodes Family won, the blackout, Scott Armstrong being reinstated, Big Show ruining the match, and that there is no WWE champion. And it's all on Brad. Brad was trying to explain himself by starting with the words Triple H, and, well, Stephanie cut him off right there and said, Hunter's been trying to fix the mess all day. Stephanie asked Brad if he's made the proper arrangements for tonight. He said, Brad said he has, and then, well, he needs to go out there and do it in the ring tonight, and that's apologize, and announce how he will make it up to you. Yes, you, the WWE Universe. So Brad really walked off dejected. Well, Stephanie was on point tonight.
Oh my god, Stephanie is such a fantastic bitch. She really is.
Uh-huh.
Like, she had the... She's just snarling all night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, go Steph. Go Steph. I love her when she's like this. Because she's good at it.
She was in total bitch mode tonight.
You did. You actually missed a lot, King Kittens. This was a pretty good show.
Except for this next part. Six Diva Tag Team action. It was, well, Oksana, Alicia Fox, and Rosa Mendez taking on Natty, JoJo, and Eva Marie. this one,
Just call it for what it is. Just call it a cluster.
It was a cluster, you know what?
This is what happens when the Divas champion is given the night off.
Mm-hmm.
Total and complete BS. Natty was good. But, yeah, this was just, oh my god. Like, we all were just kind of sitting there watching this, like, what the crap is this? And I kept trying to figure out all night, did Rosa, like, forget her gear and just wear her nightie, or what?
I don't know. But, yeah, Rosa looked weird. She looks weird with blonde hair, and Eva Marie needs to not be in the ring. She had... Alright, she tried. I will say this. She tried.
Oh, she really tried. But, yeah, but she...
Here's the thing. Emotion.
I keep telling you, she has the personality of a carrot.
And it was clear in this match. There was no expression on her face when taking any sort of bump. When she seemed out of, when, you know, she was supposed to be, you know, fighting for to get to the corner, there was nothing. She's being attacked, nothing. She's missing emotion. She took the bumps the right way, kind of, but there was no emotion in her face at all.
Yeah, she looks great in a bikini. She's good for a photo shoot. She'll probably make somebody a fantastic ballet, but keep her out of the ring, please. She's just not working. And they were trying hard to get her over tonight.
Tonight was about getting her over, and well.
I'm not sure if that happened, but yeah, they were like talking her up something crazy, and you could tell it was blatant. They are trying to get them over, or get her over, because they didn't even talk about JoJo. JoJo didn't even get in the match.
Yeah,
JoJo just stood there.
Mm-hmm. She just stood there and really didn't do anything. So yes, Team Natty wins by a sharpshooter. That was something special. We move on. Brad Maddox comes out on the stage and said he would like to publicly apologize for the events that transpired last night at Battleground. He said it in order to make it a definite ending to Orton versus Bryan, that we will get Hell in a Cell between the two, Bryan and Orton, one-on-one inside a cage. But that's not all.
That's not all? Wait, there's more?
Yes, there's more. You, the WWE Universe, can get on your WWE app and vote for one of three Hall of Famers to be the special guest referee. And the first pit man announced, Booker T. He campaigned for his position. He said he will do the right thing for the fans and the right thing for business. Because now you can dig it, sucker. So yeah, Booker T is the first one to be announced. Yay, Booker. So,
yay.
Yeah. Yay. So there's been a question this weekend on Twitter, Lindsay.
What?
Where's Drew?
Well, I think Drew's in this next match, isn't he?
Yeah, Drew showed up. Where's Drew? And he showed up. He showed up and took on Los Matadores. It was Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre this time versus 3MBs, Mahal and McIntyre. Once again, the Bull and the Matadores pick up the victory.
By the way, Exhibit A, that Rock is the Mole. I told him over the weekend I wanted to call the Bull El Dorito. I said in our chat that we have during the show, I want to call the Bull El Dorito. Not El Torito, El Dorito. Less than 5 minutes later on WWE TV, it was either Cole or JBL that called the Bull El Dorito. Mole.
And there's El Doritos on your player right now. Just putting that one out.
Just waiting for him to fess up to it at this stage.
Not the Mole. Anyway, moving on. We come back from break. Ryback, Heyman, and Axel are in the ring. Paul Heyman introduced himself as the best in the world because he's the only man who claimed he beat CM Punk with both hands tied behind his back. Heyman continued that Punk has some bragging rights of his own because Punk pinned Ryback last night at Battleground. But what the record book should reflect is that Punk is a bully and a cheater. We showed a photo from last night where, you know, he kicked Ryback in the balls, which is a word that got bleeped multiple times tonight. Which led to Punk coming out, you know, Punk came out holding his crotch, you know, mocking Ryback. Punk said, "Are you calling me a cheater?" Punk asked Heyman. Punk said, "All he did last night was win. Sure, maybe he kicked Ryback in the balls, but he did it to see if Ryback actually had some." Heyman said Punk will never do that again. he tried to promise something, but Punk cut him off and said he can't do it again. He could do it again, and he will do it again. And by it, he means beating Ryback again. And then he said, you know, he accepts a rematch because that's what he thinks they're out here for, whether it's here today, tomorrow, or 3 weeks at Hell in a Cell. Heyman talked to Ryback and told him that Punk is bullying him right now and he should do something about it. Ryback picked up the microphone and said, if he knew Punk had any balls, which got bleeped, he would have kicked him there a long time ago. Ryback told Punk to get his skinny little ass down to the ring and get some. So, Punk's ready, but out came R-Truth, and he started telling Punk, you know, me and you, let's do this. Me, you, and no little Jimmy, we'll go down the ring and, well, we're going to have a fight. So, tag team match, Playa, CM Punk, and R-Truth taking on Ryback and Curtis Axel.
It was a match?
The match was fine. Somewhere in this, there was supposed to be an R-Truth heel turn that Tim Stein suggested that would happen. At 9.04 p.m. Eastern. He suggested it, by the way. It's a hashtag. But there was no heel turn. Instead, GTS to Axel, followed by the scissor kick, and R-Truth and CM Punk pick up the victory.
Which was good, which was fine. It's exactly what needed to happen, so I didn't have a problem with it.
It was a right move, and it's now getting R-Truth apparently another shot at the Intercontinental Championship this Friday night on SmackDown.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. We came back from break as we're going to announce the second participant in this voting. And it was, well, Bob Backlund. And it's a crying shame right now. They do not have the audio up of this promo. Because anything I say can't do it justice.
I can tell you right now, we are never going to get audio of that promo because Bob went out there and did what Bob does best. He shot on the company. Or at least shot on the story. I mean, good God. It's like, we're all sitting here, it's like you see Bob Backlund walk out, and it's like, oh God, what is he going to do? What is he going to say? And then he just went off.
He started screaming that he uses heck, not hell, because, you know, he doesn't like the word hell. Then he noticed he's been both good and bad in the business. He said he will call it right down the middle because he doesn't care either way. He said if the match gets out of control, he'll put the offender in the cross-faced chicken wing. Yeah. Anything I say, Backlund was Backlund tonight. It was like, what? What? What did you say? What? He was nuts. It was vintage Bob Backlund. Is the best way to put it.
We got Cray Cray Backlund tonight.
Mm-hmm. Cray Cray Backlund was there for sure. So, after Cray Cray Backlund, we got Randy Orton, Kofi Kingston, one-on-one in a pretty good match.
It really was. It was actually a really good match, in my opinion. They work well together.
They've always had some good chemistry, except when Kofi fucks up and then Randy starts screaming at him on live TV a few years ago. That was always good. But yeah, they had a good match between the two. Randy Orton picks up the victory after hitting the DDT on the outside off the guardrail, and then an RKO in the middle of the ring. So Randy Orton celebrates his victory, outstormed Daniel Bryan, and he just went crazy on Randy Orton. He dove through, suicide dived on Orton, beat him up, threw him over the announce table. You had all the referees and producers come out, try to break them two up. Orton started to get away. Bryan chased him up the ramp. Bryan exploded. We had a raging goat on the show.
And it was fantastic.
It was
indeed. And I loved...
Go ahead.
I loved how you had referees and officials chasing Daniel Bryan around the ring as he's going off on Randy Orton, like, trying to stop him, and there's just, like, nothing they can do. Because Bryan's just, like, going off.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. So this was a nice brawl that brought some life back to the show a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of did.
After this burst of Brian, we go backstage from after the break, and Vicky Guerrero is talking to someone, and then Alberto Del Rio walked in and had a chat with Vicky. Del Rio said he wanted a night off after destroying Rob Van Dam last night, but he gets it that the people need to see their champion tonight. So he trusts Vicky to find the right opponent for him tonight. And then he said, by the way, he believes Vicky is the most talented, respected general manager in history. Del Rio then looked her up and down, called her sexy, beautiful, and intelligent. Vicky was soaking it all up, and then Del Rio placed the scarf around her before planting a kiss on the cheek.
Suck up much?
A little bit. So, yeah. Vicky has an announcement to make. What will that announcement be? Who will Del Rio be fighting later? We'll find out. But up next, it is time to find out who the third and final candidate for the referee's job will be. And it was none other than the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Called it.
Yeah, to which we all sat here and went, okay, so Shawn's going Hell in a Cell.
Uh-huh. Michaels said he's the best friend with Triple H, but that's, you know, personal. What's happening tonight is business. HBK said he wants everyone to be aware that he trained Daniel Bryan, but again, he will not let that sway him. He will not let his friendship sway him with Triple H. He said he also will not be swayed by not liking Randy Orton, because neither one likes another. He then told the crowd to download the WWE app and vote for
HB Shizzle.
Yes, he said HB Shizzle. And then the crowd started to chant HB Shizzle. Oh god, when he said HB Shizzle, that was tremendous. I laughed out loud for that one.
Yeah, it's like, wait, did he just say what I think he just said?
Welcome back, Shawn Michaels.
Yep, pretty much.
Because he is
HB Shizzle.
I'm going to get good use out of that line for a while now. But he guaranteed, there's that word again, there will be a new WWE champion if you name him the referee for Hell in a Cell. Because he doesn't care what's best for business, it's what's best for the fans.
Hmm.
There's the word, guarantee, a new WWE champion for Hell in a Cell.
To which, if I may, well, no, I'll save it for Thursday. I have a rant based on our discussion last night about the pay-per-view, but I'll save it for Thursday, so you have to remind me.
Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern, on the rack.
It ties into that word, guaranteed.
We come back and ready to start the third hour of Monday Night Raw, where you now can apparently vote on the app for Bob Backlund, Booker T, or Shawn Michaels. We then have World Heavyweight Champion Alberto Del Rio in the ring, and he's waiting for his opponent, and out came Vicky Guerrero and announced that Ricardo Rodriguez would be his opponent. So the bell sounds, and then Vicky picked up the microphone and, well, had an announcement she wanted to make, and that she says that she forgot to name who Del Rio will be fighting at Hell in a Cell for the WWE Championship. And then the most shocking announcement ever kind of sort of happened when she said Del Rio will be facing John Cena at Hell in a Cell for the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah, this is where we all went, huh?
Yeah. John Cena is the number one contender for the World Heavyweight title and will face Alberto Del Rio at Hell in a Cell. This announcement stunned Del Rio. Didn't Ricardo roll him up and pick up the victory?
Yes, Ricardo rolled him up and picked up the victory. Because when Ricardo walked out, I was like, quick, get him his bucket! He needs his bucket!
Ricardo was up on the announce table celebrating, and then, well, Del Rio flipped out, sweeps his leg, and, well, started to beat the crap out of him. put him in the arm breaker like he did to Van Dam on Sunday.
Poor Ricardo. He's such a good little punching bag.
So, John Cena is coming back to fight Del Rio for the world title.
Somebody panicked.
This is a panic move. Now, one of two things can happen. One, he wrestles and gets re-injured and takes more time off, because they seem to be selling that arm breaker thing. Or two, well, Cena's the world heavyweight champion.
He can't be ready to go yet. There's just no way he's ready.
He says on Twitter he is, but I can see, because they're pushing his arm, the arm breaker with that chair. I can see that getting involved at the cell and seeing it being put out a little bit longer.
Oh, I can totally see it. I can. I think it's somebody panicked and it was something of, oh crap, we need someone for Del Rio. We literally have nobody to face Del Rio right now because everybody's either tied up in the corporation angle or they're just not ready to face him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, we need somebody. Hey, John, can you come back, do one match, we'll sell the injury, or we'll have you get, quote-unquote, re-injured and then, you know, send you off again. I mean, it's like, that's the only thing I can figure that happened, because it's like, RVD's sabbatical couldn't have come at a worse time.
No, it couldn't have, but it's at the same time, it's gotta wonder if he's rushing back, because you know he is.
Oh, he totally is. He completely is. I don't care what he says. If a doctor tells you 4 to 6 months for that kind of injury, you take 4 to 6 months for that kind of injury.
And especially with John, and how he needs to be healthy. It's like they were planning for the Rumble. Something happened this weekend where they went, we need to do something.
It's called their entire main event pretty much is gone. They don't have anybody because Sheamus is out. RVD's going out. John's out. Henry's still out.
Right. And yeah, it won't be the main event. John Cena and Del Rio will not be the main event. The main event is for the WWE Championship, Randy Orton, and Daniel Bryan.
I know that.
I'm answering the question in the chat room.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be the main event, but your main event roster is all but out at this stage. Because they're either hurt, or they're on vacation, or whatever. So it's like, literally, you have no one available to face Del Rio. No one.
No one. And so it seems like a panic move on WWE's part. Because John tweeted that he was, you know, going to come back stronger, and it just seems very odd. Oddly timed. This is the best way to put it.
I would agree with that. I would completely agree with that. It's just like, plus it's like Cena going for the world title? Really? He's fallen that far in the world?
Mm-hmm. Up next, Zack Ryder versus Fandango, where apparently Fandango had new dance moves.
I guess. I don't know. It was a match.
Fandango won, and Jerry Lawler said after the match he should name his finisher with the word twerking involved, and JBL then mentioned that, you know, maybe he should be riding on a wrecking ball. Which Cole said a lot of people have been trying that lately.
Not nice to take shots, WWE. Just saying.
Brother. Anyway. We then get the announcement of who it will be at Hell in a Cell as a special guest referee. Will it be Booker T? Will it be Bob Backlund? Or will it be the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels? And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, with 61% of the vote, it is
HB Shizzle!
HB Shizzle.
you know, because everybody was so surprised by that. It's like Shawn Michaels walks out. It's like, yep, Shawn's going Hell in a Cell.
Uh-huh. More surprising, Booker got 7% of the vote.
Bob Backlund beat Booker T.
32% of the vote for Booker, or for Bob Backlund. 7% for Booker T, who apparently was voted the greatest world champion by a landslide, and now, So, HB Shizzle is a special referee. It'll be fun. Kind of want to see it. Shawn Michaels back. Awesome.
Well, it's something of... It's going to do a lot to help continue the story, which you and I are going to probably talk about after the show.
Most likely, yes. Up next, the real Americans, take on Santino and the Great Khali. Alright, once again, big ass giant swing. Amazing.
Pretty much for everybody who didn't get to see it on the pay-per-view,
we give
you a giant swing.
It was a giant swing, and this time I don't think Khali counted along for the pin.
No, I don't think he did either.
But he did on the pay-per-view. He did on the pay-per-view.
Yes, he did. He did try.
Real Americans won, then got a giant swing to Hornswoggle, then a Cobra, and then it was awkward. The Swoggle in the giant swing was not, you know, as impressive as Khali, but still fun. What would be more impressive if he swung him out into the crowd?
It's called Cesaro got to, you know, basically handle a midget.
He got to handle a midget.
What?
He got to play with the midget.
I'm still waiting for the match between El Dorito and Hornswoggle. Totally, completely waiting for it now. I kind of need this match in my life. I know you're listening, WWE, so just saying, I kind of need this to happen.
Did you hear that, guys? Did you hear that? It needs to happen. Cool? Cool. Wait, what'd you say?
Anyway. Do you want me to repeat it? Was your recorder not working? You know, so when you send it off tomorrow?
Anyway, it is now time for Miz TV. The Miz is interviewing, well, himself. So the Miz speaks, and then...
Which, this is Exhibit B of Rock being the mole. Because one night, not too long ago, he and I had a very long, drawn-out conversation about, well, who would be a good opponent for Bray Wyatt? Who's got the credentials to really help elevate him? And who also would be a good, you know, person for, to kind of bump around for him? And we threw out names, and we couldn't decide. And finally, who did we come up with that would actually be a really good opponent for Bray Wyatt? The Miz. What the hell happens tonight? The Wyatt family goes after Miz. Mole. Mole, mole, mole.
It was best for business? So Miz got beat up.
And this is where I say Bray Wyatt all he wanted was a hug, and then, you know, Miz had to be a complete jerk, and, you know... Go after Bray. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, dude. Brother just wanted a hug, man. That's all he wanted.
So the Miz was gone, and Bray was a spider. And that whole sort of thing.
Yeah, him hanging off the other two to do the spider thing, that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Go backstage. Brad Maddox is trying to get approval from Stephanie McMahon on the special referee idea, but Steph wasn't so happy about it. She then perked up when Triple H arrived. Hunter said he's been busy all day clearing up all the Fall Guys, Brad Maddox's mask from last night. Then they asked if Brad had screwed up anything tonight. Steph said, not yet. Then Brad said he wanted to go to ringside for the main event, but Hunter said, tell him to stay put. because he will go to ringside because it's what's best for business. And that leads us to our main event. The Shield, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns taking on Daniel Bryan, Goldust, and Cody Rhodes.
Yay.
Good match.
It was actually a really good match.
It ended in disqualification when Dean Ambrose, that dastardly Dean Ambrose, picks up a chair causing disqualification. But Triple H was saying, no, we're going to restart this match. It's going to have a clear ending. It's no disqualification. And then, out of nowhere, Randy Orton jumps through a barricade, hits an RKO on Daniel Bryan, leaving him laying, throw him back in the ring, and they were able to pick up the victory. So the Shield wins.
Yay!
So, at that point, they all beat down on the Rhodes family. And then, out came the Big Show. Big Show took his time, got to the ring. Then there was a 3-on-1 on the Big Show. Ended up turning into a 4-on-1. Well, sort of, as Triple H was standing behind the Shield the entire time. But they beat him down. But Big Show fought his way back up, threw him off, got rid of the Shield, leaving him alone with Triple H. Triple H got up in his face, and, well, he got knocked the f*** out. And then, Daniel Bryan stood on top of Triple H, screaming, yes, 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 as Monday Night Raw went off the air.
This was absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was so great. And it's just like you're sitting there, and there's this point where Hunter runs behind the Shield, and you're just waiting for almost the Shield to be like, oh, screw this, we're out of here. And, like, just leave Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like Show quit like a boss, or got fired like a boss, and then he walks back out like a boss, and just gets in the ring and smacks the crap out of Hunter. And Hunter sold this like a champ.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, bravo to him on this for selling it, but yeah, this was so well done. The whole, you know, and you knew this was where this was going, but still, bravo to them. Very well done. Well executed.
It was very well executed. So there you go. Daniel Bryan and Big Show get the revenge on the McMahon, the Authority, rather, tonight on Monday Night Raw to close out the show. Great way to send the people home happy. So yeah, this was a pretty good show tonight.
This was a pretty good show. It definitely made up for some of the stuff last night. Definitely made up for last week's Raw, because last week's Raw was not so good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this was a nice fallout from the show. It really tied up a lot of the loose ends that they left last night. I like the fact that they tied the blackout into Brad Maddox. That was just a nice little touch.
Mm-hmm.
That he gets blamed for it. And Michael Cole, for the love of God, when the Wyatts come out, don't ask why they're here. Just accept the fact that they're here and somebody's going to get beat up. Okay?
Exactly.
It's really not a hard thing to figure out.
So, that is 3 hours of Monday Night Raw, which says we're done. And that's Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack. Let's see what's going to happen.
Well, we're going to be talking all about Sunday's Battleground. I'm probably the only person on the network that hasn't been able to give my news and notes and opinions on it, so look forward to us reviewing that. We're going to be talking all about Impact. I believe we have Bound for Glory Pick'em this week.
Next week.
Or is it next week?
Next week.
Bound for Glory Pick'em next week, so we're just going to be talking about Impact Battleground, plus we may have a discussion, we may not. If you missed it from last week, please tune in to our wonderful interview with Brian Shields. If you went to his event, good on you. If you haven't gone to it, look for it to come to a town near you, because he's going to be doing several more speaking engagements as the year comes to a close, and possibly next year as well, depending on how everything goes. So check that out. And also check out our interview with WWE superstar Santino Marella, all in the archives here at wildtalkradio.com or rackradioshow.com.
Buy the official Rack t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/rackradioshow. How do we scare you, Kinkins? How do we scare you? Tell us. Please, I want to know. How did we scare you? Anyway, Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. As we will, you know, we'll go to Road Down at episode 301. If you missed episode 300, where were you? It was a mistake. It was awesome. Check out the archives right here at wildtalkradio.com and cbradio.ewazone.com, where you can catch all 300 episodes now on that website. Check it out. Sunday, it is WTR Sunday live at 10 p.m. Eastern. Tim Stein, Mason Omega. We'll be back here for another edition of the Raw Post Show live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern next Monday night. Follow us on Twitter at The Wild, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join us on the Facebook group at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Check out WTRPractice.net. And if you're like Bray Wyatt, retweet our stuff. I'm just a sexy boy. So there you go.
Well, you know. You can, of course, go to my Twitter, at LinsWard, L-I-N-S-W-A-R-D. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. You can go to behance.net/LinsWard. And if you go there, I have a brand new art piece that is, in fact, of Mr. Bray Wyatt himself, which is Bray Wyatt approved. Thanks to Rock, we have been able to get one of my artworks not only seen by the man, but retweeted. And it's still, I believe, sitting at the top of his Twitter feed because he tweets, like, once every 4 days. So, you know, it's going to be up there for a while. So please go check that out. Go to rackradioshow.com. Buy the official Rack Radio Show t-shirt. Go to castyreilly.net for all your Casty Reilly needs. And support all the shows on this network.
Thanks to PW Mania and memlanepromo.com. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. And next Monday night live, right here, for another edition of the Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com, on the airwaves, on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. Eat your heart out, girls. Hands off the merchandise.